Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway. I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no,
please don't wake me now. 2, 3, 4. Welcome and thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. And this is episode 12, Aging and Feeling Unsexy, part 2. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about staying on the same team as your partner throughout this aging process. Or anytime you're feeling insecure about something going on, you know, with your body or the aging process or just gaining weight, whatever. Because like we talked about last week, what can happen is these insecurities can get in between us and our partner, and we do not want that to happen. We don't want either of us to start looking for that attention, that affection somewhere else. We want to stay on the same team here and make sure nothing, especially our insecurities, make sure none of that gets in the way. So as we spoke about last week, the first thing that we need to do is to admit that this stuff is happening within us in the first place. Admitting that we have insecurities about anything going on with us and our bodies actually gives us an immense amount of freedom. Now we're taking out that middle man of projection, and we're able to get through that and get to the root of the problem so that we can really work on it and let go of it for good. So remember, if any of you need help with some of this, there's a great download from episode 10 to track and release negative patterns. And you can get that at choosespiritnow.com/download10, download 10. And from last week, the Aging and Unsexy Part 1, we had a worksheet to help kind of, you know, figure out those insecurities as well and let them go. And so you can find that one at choosespiritnow.com/download11, download 11. And as I've said before, if any of you have any questions that you would like to have answered on Ego Watch Podcast, please send them to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. And with this week's episode, I'm going to have a download available to you that is a guided meditation for partners. So you can take the time after this podcast at some point and practice this guided meditation, or, you know, do this guided meditation either alone or, you know, get your partner involved. It's really for both of you. But it doesn't have to be both of you listening to it at the same time. So you can listen to it separately, or just one of you can listen to it. But it is a little guided meditation for partners to kind of keep us connected and keep us on that same team as we move through anything within our relationship. So you can find that download at choosespiritnow.com/download12 or download 12. And if you're actually on my website listening to this podcast, that download should be either above or below the podcast that you're listening to at the moment. So once you have admitted to these insecurities and you start to deal with those face on, head on, rather than, you know, avoid them, now is a good time to maybe have a conversation with our partners, with our significant others. And, you know, this isn't about, you know, laying all our vulnerabilities out so that we can just get trampled on, right? Because really that's all of our biggest fear with our partners is, you know, to kind of let our guard down and let them know what we are vulnerable about. And then, you know, what if they take that and run or take that and stomp all over it? So when we're talking about having a conversation with our partners and being in that vulnerable space, We're talking about it in a different way. We're talking about it without the ego involved. And that's what Ego Watch Podcast is all about, being able to watch the ego. And when we become, when we get into that vulnerable space, if the ego is there, then yes, we do feel like we can get our feelings trampled on or our partners can take advantage of that. But we're doing it in a space where the ego is not involved, then that vulnerability becomes a real powerful place for you to come together with your partner in relationship. And when I talk about power in this sense, I don't mean, again, the ego's power, because that is a false sense of power. I'm really talking about power on a spiritual level and a soul level, really getting to the heart of who we are as spiritual beings, as, you know, the soul that is within us, coming together with our partners, and from there, seeing each other and being able to work on these insecurities and these vulnerabilities from this space and this light of the soul and the spirit. Once we come together in this way, then nothing can come between us, not another person, not the aging process, nothing. You know, once you begin understanding your own ego and watching your own ego, then you will be more, so much more aware of it working in your life, and you'll be able to choose your partner over your own ego's desires and fears and insecurities and demands and wants and needs. Because once that ego really takes control and takes over, it can, you know, take our relationship down with it. So when I was younger and ever having relationship troubles, I remember, you know, talking to my mom about some stuff, and particularly when I would get in arguments with an ex, and I would get so angry, and I remember she would always say, "You can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar." Now, this particular ex that I'm thinking about, that I, you know, would talk to my mom about, he wasn't the best partner anyway. So I felt insecure, horribly insecure, actually, in my 20s. But he wasn't the right partner for me. As well, because he made me even more insecure by the way he acted, by the way he ogled some other, you know, other girls when he was drunk or whatever. So in that particular relationship, it took me many years. That was a 7.5-year relationship, and it took me many years to get to a place where I felt good enough about myself to be able to let that relationship go. Because what was happening with that relationship is that I was so insecure, and yet he wasn't the right partner for me. He did things, you know, that he really shouldn't have, and it made it even, made me feel even worse. But it took me many years, even within that relationship, to get to a place where I felt good enough to say, "Hey, you know, really, this isn't personal. It's not about whatever he's doing. Is not about me. It's his own stuff." And I can either continue to let this cycle continue and continue to be hurt and then feel sorry for myself and then go back to him and et cetera, et cetera. Or I can say, you know what? I don't think this is really about me, but I can, you know, pull myself up here and I feel good enough about myself to say that I don't need this anymore. And that I do deserve someone that at least I have a fighting chance with. Because relationships are hard enough when you do have a partner that means well and is there for the right reasons. But they are really difficult when that partner is not putting you as a priority number one. So that saying that my mom used to say, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, had no meaning to me in that relationship. Because no matter whether I was, you know, coming to him in the nicest way, saying, you know, "Hey, this is what's going on. This is how I'm feeling with what you're doing." It didn't matter. It didn't change things with him. But with my husband now, with the relationship I'm in now and have been with Mark for the past 9 years, this phrase, "You can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar," does make sense, because, you know, he's here He wants to be here. I'm priority number one for him, and he knows that he's priority number one for me. And so we both know that within this relationship, we do want to be as kind to each other as possible. And what I have found is even in our relationship, which is really one of the best relationships that I've ever, you know, not only been in myself, but ever, you know, seen from other people too. I mean, he's just a good person. Even within our great, what I would say a great relationship, we still struggle with this. Sometimes, you know, being kind to each other under extreme stress, you know, exhaustion with kids and so on and so forth. So what I need to watch in this relationship with my husband, and what I would like for all of you to be able to watch within your relationship with your partner, is to choose this kindness. Now, it may not happen all the time, and that's the time to be able to forgive yourself and, you know, be able to say you're sorry and go from there. But we really, we don't want the ego to get in between us and our partner. We don't want the insecurities that are fueled by this ego thought system and belief system to get between us and this love that we have. And that is what can happen when our insecurities get the best of us and, you know, the aging process starts to get the best of us. You know, how many of you have seen it where, you know, one spouse ends up cheating and maybe they end up cheating because the other spouse wasn't being kind, okay? They were being overrun by the ego, overrun by their insecurities, and sort of taking that out on the other spouse and, you know, letting that come between them. And then the other spouse that then, you know, wants to find that attention, that affection, that kindness from somewhere else. And so then they end up cheating. And no, first of all, let me just say that I know there's a lot of reasons, different reasons that people cheat. And but I'm really trying to pinpoint here where those situations where one person's feeling really insecure, or they're feeling, you know, insecure about bodily things, aging, the aging process, and the other one partner is cheating, not because their partner isn't looking good anymore or has gained a little weight. They're cheating because their partner has become really difficult to be around and less interested in them, and maybe even, I hate to use the word mean, but almost mean to them or just unkind, you know, not, it's like they've lost their happiness within themselves. And so that is actually, you know, pushing that other person to go, you know, seek relationship somewhere else. And how many times have you out there seen that when somebody cheats, they actually a lot of times cheat on somebody that's not even as attractive as their partner or their spouse? And you want to say, gosh, you know, why did they cheat? That person isn't even nearly as attractive as their spouse or their partner. Well, they're cheating because it's not about looks for them. It's about somebody being nice to them and kind to them and desiring them and, you know, making them feel like they want to be, you know, with them. And this is important because when we're talking about these insecurities coming from the aging process, it's important to talk about this simply because you're not going to push your partner away because you know, gained a muffin top. You're not going to push your partner away because, you know, you've got crow's feet all of a sudden. You're going to push your partner away because you're feeling so insecure about these things that all of a sudden you're feeling unsexy and maybe not wanting to have sex because of this stuff. And maybe you are, you know, picking little fights with them to sort of, you know, avoid what's really going on here. That is what's going to push your partner away, right? And that would push you away too. So, you know, just to drive this point across even more, you know, I bet all of you know somebody that, you know, a friend or somebody that, or maybe yourself, that dated somebody that was really, really attractive. And maybe over time, that person started acting like a complete biatch or a complete a-hole, right? And what happened? Usually the other person says sayonara, right? Because it doesn't matter how attractive somebody is. If they're not being nice, or if, you know, the relationship pretty much sucks because of, you know, how they are in the relationship and how they're acting, or, you know, how they're making the other person feel, then that person, they don't want to be in that relationship with them anymore, no matter what they look like. So I say this to just, again, make all of us remember and realize that when we're in a relationship, you know, and we know that we both love each other, you know, then we're doing each other a big favor by not allowing the aging process and our insecurities along the way to get in the way and in between this love that we have for each other. Because if you want to stay in this relationship for an extended period of time, then yes, you are going to go through changes, bodily changes as the body ages, and we want to go through this together, okay? We want to be on the same team. And I believe the best way to do this is to have an honest conversation with each other. You know, let's talk about this with each other and say, hey, you know, we are going to have to go through this together. So let's talk about it, and let's be open about it and not let it get in between us, not talk about it so that, you know, it does creep into the relationship and form a wedge. And while we're having this conversation, let's tell each other what the other person can do to make us feel good in this relationship. Now, in my relationship, you know, my husband, there's some things that he does that makes me know that he is still attracted to me and makes me know that he, you know, still wants me. And what I've come to understand over the years of us talking about this is that it's not important for him to maybe, you know, spank me on the butt as I walk by and me to just, you know, automatically turn around and just, you know, start mugging down with him and say, ooh, baby, you know, that's not what it's about. It's about, hey, he spanks me on the bottom. Well, you know, I'm on my way to the laundry room to go, you know, fold a load of clothes. You know, he's not expecting me to just, you know, stop everything and, you know, go upstairs with him. But what is important to him is that he knows that I enjoy those moments. It's important to him that he knows that that makes me feel good. You know, that makes me feel wanted. That makes me feel sexy. And even though at times I roll my eyes and give him a smirk, he knows that I love that. And we've talked about this, so I know that it's important for him to know that I still enjoy these moments, and he knows that it's important to me that he still does these little things, because even though they're, you know, it's just a moment, but it's that moment between us where we connect, we make eye contact, and I give him a roll of the eyes and a smirk, and he gives me a little look, and, you know, but it's that moment of connection. And if he knows that if he quit doing that, that I would wonder why he quit doing that. Now, he doesn't just, you know, give me booty slaps every now and then, but, you know, he also takes time to give me a hug every now and then. And let me tell you something, it can drive me crazy at times because, and he knows this, I'll be right in the middle of cleaning up the kitchen or cooking something or unloading the dishwasher, and all of a sudden, it's always the same. He comes and he leans back against the counter and he opens his arms, and I'm supposed to go and, you know, give him a nice big hug. But, you know, we've both learned from this. So I've learned that if I say, "You look, I'm sorry, I'm too busy, I cannot stop and give you a hug," sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? And he's learned that he's got to give me a couple of minutes. So we've agreed that, you know, when he does this, when he leans back against the counter and opens his arms, you know, we're going to hug, okay? It may take me a couple of minutes to finish what I'm doing, but I know now that for me to say, "Look, I'm sorry, you know, I'm way too busy," that really hurts his feelings. And for him to expect, he now knows that for him to expect me to drop everything and just, you know, come hug him at the drop of a hat, he knows that's not right either. He has to give me time to, you know, finish what I'm doing so that I can relax and come give him a hug. Now, I don't mean I've got to, you know, clean up the entire kitchen, unload the entire dishwasher, and fold all my laundry. I just mean finish the task that I'm doing right at that moment and then go, you know, give him a hug. So these little things are important for each of us and for our relationship. So I want you to take a few moments to think about these little moments, these little connections that you have with your own partner, things that you do or things that they do that mean something to each of you. And they may seem menial at times, but in a long-term relationship, they are actually those little moments along the way that keep us connected, that keep us together, and in actuality are extremely important to our relationship. So if we can bring this awareness to these little moments of connection, this awareness of how important they really are, then we can make sure that we continue to have these and not get to a point where we cut these things out or, you know, forget their importance because we don't have time or, you know, they bother us or whatever. Because really they are the little things that are holding these long-term relationships together. I know for me, there have been times where, you know, it has felt more important for me to finish the task at hand than to stop and give my husband a hug or to, you know, turn around and get upset with him for, you know, spanking me on the bottom or whatever it may be. But in looking back, I've realized that, you know, nothing is more important than these moments because, you know, these are our connections with each other. And once we lose that, then we lose everything else. You know, what's the point in the laundry? What's the point in a clean kitchen if the relationship, you know, this heart of life isn't there? And that's just something that I've had to look at in terms of, you know, making sure that I'm making my husband feel good and connected in this relationship by setting aside basically my own, you know, OCD tendencies to have those moments and that time to connect with him. And I am not saying it is always easy, and I'm not saying that it's always going to be smooth sailing for everyone, including myself. But the more aware we are of this, the more aware we are of our own egos and how it does and can get in between a relationship with these insecurities, then the better chance we have of preventing it from getting in between us. So for those of you who have gotten tired of the booty slaps from your partner or the stares every time you know, reach underneath the couch to find that pacifier that just rolled underneath and you turn around and your partner's staring at your butt, you know, quit pretending that you hate it and let your partner know that you really enjoy it. You enjoy the moments where you catch them looking at you. You enjoy the moments where, you know, they're, you know, in some way, showing their affection and their attraction to you. You know, let your partner know that you love it, that you enjoy it. And trust me, that will make them feel good too. And remember, it's not just all about me here. So, you know, what can I do? What can we do for our partners to make them feel good, to make them feel wanted and attractive and needed as well? So take action now. Take time yourself to practice the guided meditation that I'm going to leave for you. Or, you know, talk to your partner and make time for both of you to sit down, lay down, and listen to this guided meditation for partners. And allow it to bring you closer together. Allow it to open you both up to this awareness of how the ego can wedge in between you and make a pact, you know, get on the same team and, you know, make sure that the ego and the insecurities and the aging process does not come in between this precious, beautiful relationship that you have. You know, it's hard enough to find that relationship, to find that true love that makes every other relationship in the past pale in comparison. So once we find the one, let's make it easy to keep it that way by keeping our ego in check. And what better way to do that than by continuing to listen to Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. Remember to check out the guided meditation. It's either above or below this podcast that you're listening to on my site, or if you're listening to it on iTunes, you can find the guided meditation at choosespiritnow.com/download12. Remember, if you have any questions that you'd like for me to answer on Ego Watch Podcast, please send them to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. And if you have any comments or questions about today's episode, please leave them below the podcast if you're on my website, or you know, leave me a message on Facebook at Choose Spirit Now. This is Ginger Dunaway. Have a wonderful week. I will see you next week. Bye for now.